Welcome to Us and My Mice.
Love you and I, cause I love you so much. Oh, 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 I just love you. I just like help, help. I just like help. I just like you too. I just like you. I just love you. Happy New Year, I love you, say goodbye. You're going to school, and that's okay. Yum, 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 I just love you.
Sorry. Welcome to the Saturday edition of Optimize My Life, Coach's Corner, and Week in Review. Good morning. And how's everybody doing today?
Good morning.
Oh, you sound like me.
I'm great. How you doing?
Good.
It's a sunshiny day here in New Jersey, but it's cold out.
Yeah.
It's misleading.
Right, it looks like a nice warm spring day until you open the door and then you freeze your butt off.
Oh, I didn't want to wake up this morning.
I didn't either. My daughter felt good for the first time. Yeah, it's the way we were too. My daughter finally felt good last night, so she didn't go to bed till like 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
So, next week we have two morning shows on Monday and Wednesday at 8:30 in the morning. And on Monday is all about family and nutrition. And we're going to talk about carbohydrates, the good, the bad, and the ugly. The fact versus the fiction. And the misconceptions and the truth behind how important carbohydrates are. And Wednesday morning is all about type 2 diabetes.
That's great. Good subjects.
Well, we have so many kids now that parents put them on a diet that they're on, and it's not healthy. So we're trying to break the stigma and get everybody to see kids need all food from all basic food groups.
A lot of the diabetes is one of the factors that's causing a lot of diabetes today is obesity. And people don't realize it, that the children get overweight. And it's much easier for them to become diabetic. My dad was a diabetic all of his life, and he used to give himself two shots of insulin a day. And he just lived with it, but he was very, very much overweight. He was a around 300 pounds. And his doctors told him, you gotta lose weight. You gotta stop smoking. You gotta stop drinking. And he'd say, okay, but he never did it. Never did it until the day he died.
No, that's why we talk about not so much dieting, but we talk about changing your lifestyle. Putting a positive sweat up. A positive swing on things. And with kids, you know, with eliminating recess and by ads in a lot of schools, is one of the causes for overweight and how we need our kids to go back to being active like they used to be and not sitting in front of screens all the time.
Yep. Well, he was a meat and potatoes man. He didn't want any vegetables or fruits or anything like that. And but that was diabetes was just one of the consequences. You know, he had four or five different things wrong with him. But he survived till about 70. And the thing that finally got him was cancer. He had stage 4 cancer at the end. And I talked to him on a Friday on the phone, and he was in the hospital because he had a lot of pain in his back. And the cancer had moved in from his lungs into his back and other areas of his body. And by Monday, which was like 3 days later, he died. So he was really really too far gone. They couldn't do anything with him. But, you know, that was his decisions. You know, each of us makes decisions on things like that, on our health. And because of that, I have always tried to take care of myself. And I'm in pretty good health at my age. And so I think it's important to not only eat the right foods, but don't overeat and exercise and take the right supplements and just take care of your health. I was at my primary physician yesterday, and she said I'm in an excellent health. And so I knew that, but it was an annual checkup, and so I've dealt with some health issues over my life, seems like you have a cough, Mary. You have a cold?
I do. Yes, I teased Ron before he left. I got his cold over the phone.
Oh my goodness! And talking so much doesn't really help because your throat probably have a sore throat.
Oh, it's getting better. I'm finally better, but I was bare minimum the last 2 weeks.
Good
Hi,
morning,
Derek.
Derek. How are you?
Good morning. Good. How are you?
Good. Good. Our friend Mary's running the show today.
Hey, Mary.
Only because I logged in before Bob did. On our diabetes talk, we have a special co-host, April Federico, who is a published author and certified nutritionist and specializes in diabetes. Derek, I'm going to mute you because you got really loud background. And so she
Derek, there's a lot of noise coming from you, Derek. That's why she put you on mute. So you can listen and learn. That's what I always tell you is listen and learn, because that's very important. At the stage where you're at in the program, you listening and learning to people that are have special skills that they can help us all with, and that's very important.
And Derek also actually helps a lot with our social media stuff. He does a lot of posting and does a lot of chatting with members of our group behind the scenes for me, so I don't have to spend as much time on social media.
So
he helps me out quite a bit with that one. Otherwise, I'd spend most of my days on social media.
It was a great show yesterday, Mary, with Len Kane. And he's just an amazing man. He's doing so many things at his age. And he's helping so many people all the time. And I'm just thankful to the Lord for connecting him up with us, you know. And I'm also thankful to Joel Griffin because he was instrumental in that also.
I want to be able to be where he's at his age and still keep going at full strength like he does.
Yep. And he's, you know, he's always looking for new ways to help people. And that's very important also. We can get into a rut also, all of us, if we don't just keep our eyes open and keep our ears open and keep our mind active in helping people, then it will help the whole organization, and it will help all the people we're trying to work with, we're trying to help in the community and around the world, as a matter of fact, in Lynn's case.
Yeah, we're working right now with a couple organizations to help bring our shows into the Spanish culture, into Spanish.
Yep.
And so it'll be coming in the future, not only in English, but it'll be also aired into Spanish. So people can listen to it in their own languages down the road.
And thank you for checking out that WhatsApp connection. So I haven't tried it yet, but I'm going to try it.
Yeah, if you look at the dashboard, there's right here on top, there's the magnifying glass. Right next to that is the phone. You can actually call people for the show and direct connect them into the show.
Yep. I can do it through a three-way. That's a good idea.
Yeah, and you don't even have to go that far, but yeah. Also, coming up, we're going to start a fundraiser with Three Chords, an organization that Country Boy and me and Keisha started, to use art and travel and water to raise money for different organizations. And we're going to start that to raise money for, one, the Hope Collection, so we can do more things out in the communities, and then for the Kindness Club and Kindness Campaign and the Golden Rule Society.
Great.
So, and for the radio show, so that we can spread the show farther out there and get more things done with the radio show.
You know, every nonprofit organization needs to have funds to operate and to grow, and that's the thing that we were missing in the past, was having funds to expand and to update the system. Joel Griffin was personally covering a lot of that on his own, paying for people to update the systems and update but it was only done when it was absolutely necessary. Like now, we're going through a complete update of the systems, and it's making it better, and it's helping the people that are helping other people to be able to make it easy for them to explain and provide information that they need. And I thank you for that, and I thank all the other people that are working on it to get our systems updated.
Yeah, right now Ron's paying for most of it out of his own pocket, so we're working on fundraising ideas so that we can... Slowly getting there in the 21st century. And Ron should be back sometime next couple days.
Yeah, I think they're traveling back tomorrow. No, was it today or tomorrow? I'm not sure. I can't remember. He told me. I think the cruise comes in on today, I think, and then I'm not sure if they're staying down there and then heading back or what they're going to do. But I think they'll be back for sure on Monday.
Oh, yeah. And Monday, yeah, we're going to talk a lot about self-belief and what you say to yourself and how your mind and your mindset is all based on how your internal dialogue.
Yep.
And how accepting your story, good, bad, and ugly, is so crucial, especially the bad and the ugly parts, for you to be able to move on from the bad things that happen in your life and how to take your next steps to be who you want to be and do what you want to do.
Absolutely. You know, this doctor that I was with yesterday, she does an annual health survey on all of her patients, and I had to fill out that survey yesterday, and it asked a lot of pertinent questions about, you know, your physical health, your age related health, and your mental health, and all the different things like that, and ask, and you answer all those questions, and then she goes over it with you while when you get into to meet with her at your on your appointment, and it's a very good way to get people thinking about all the different areas of their health, and I was very pleased to do that.
You know, a lot of people don't realize, and the misconception is that your mindset is directly linked to your physical health.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
And a lot of your physical ailments can be reduced based on your mindset.
Oh, absolutely. Your attitude has a lot to do with your health. You keep a positive attitude about your health, and you're probably going to be healthier than if you had a negative attitude about health. And I've always promoted that to people. You know, my mother was not a well educated woman, but she had a tremendous amount of common sense. And she always made sure that we got plenty of vegetables to eat and plenty of fruit to eat. And we raised it all ourselves on the farm. I don't know how she learned all that, but she had it in her mind to feed the kids well and to keep them healthy.
And every happy. Every
night before we went to bed, we had to have a tablespoon of castor oil, and we had to have and then follow it up with a half of a fresh orange. And every single night she did that for us. And I never knew at the time why she was doing that, but I did it because she said it was important.
I got almost the same way.
I'm sorry.
Always, my grandma was the same way too. It, you know, the women of the Depression weren't, you know, they're lucky if they finished school at sixth grade, but yet they were the smartest women you ever met.
Yep. And you know, she lived to be 93 because she took care of herself. She watched her weight, and she watched what she ate, and she just had a very positive attitude about things. Absolutely the opposite of what my dad was.
That's usually how it is. And they, you know, like my grandma had always amazed me, and she taught me well about, you know, a lot of the old school remedies.
Yeah.
You know, but also, you know, they could make a full course meal out of next to nothing.
Yep.
They always make sure, you know, you had flour and eggs in the house, always, no matter what.
Yep. it's amazing how God helps us every day. You know, he puts things in our mind that are important, and he encourages us to reach out and help other people all the time. And if we listen carefully and we follow his instructions, things are going to turn out well for us. And I thank him every day for that, because I know that it's because of his leadership and his coaching of us all the time that it helps us to keep moving in the right direction and do the right things. So I'm a strong believer of that.
You know, a lot of people have the misconception that people of faith. My son just got up. He's got to get his usual morning snack.
Yep.
There you go.
Absolutely.
That we use that as a crutch not to deal with the world around us.
Yep.
A lot of people, you know, say that, and I go, no, we use it as a crutch to help us, to uplift us, to make those next steps. It's a guide,
yep.
Not a tool to avoid the situations.
You know, another thing my mother did, she always told us to be careful who we associate with. She said, if you live with pigs, you're going to become a pig. And
yep.
That was a famous saying of hers, you know.
It must be a farm reference, because my grandma used to say that too.
Yep.
German farm thing. I hear a lot of that saying from old German farmers. My grandma was one, grew up on a farm. Never raised pigs. She didn't like them.
Yep.
But she always said that, you know, don't worry about what you can't control. Just worry about yourself.
Oh, absolutely. Right.
Every time
absolutely.
Me and my brother and sisters would get into it, don't worry about what they're doing. Worry about what you're doing.
Yep. My two brothers, my older brother and my younger brother, they were always best of friends. But when they got into a disagreement over something, then it was they didn't talk to each other for months and years, and it was such a sad thing that I had to watch, because I was always tried to be friends with both of them, you know, but. I was kind of the person that interceded. I was in the middle, one older and one younger. So I was always trying to help the younger one to understand and help the older one to understand. And to, and Mom always said that. She said what she always prays for us that we would work together and be best of friends, all three of us. And when they got into an argument, they didn't care about that at all. They just fight it out, you know. But they didn't. They never ended the argument. It was always something that stuck in their minds, and they kept bringing it up. So forgive and forget is so important.
And move on.
Yeah, and move on, right.
And that's always the hardest part, is moving on.
At the end of when my younger brother's still alive, but my older brother, he died first, and he when he was dying, I was there with him towards the end, and he went into a sort of a semi-comatose state, and I would reach it and hold his hand, and I would he could hear us, but he couldn't talk. And I would say to him, look, if you can hear me, squeeze my hand. And he would squeeze my hand. So I knew he was listening to what we were saying. But it was, he died when I first, I was with him for about a week there at the end. So two of his granddaughters were with him. And I knew it was the end because his doctor had told him for quite some time that you keep smoking and you keep drinking, you're not going to be around too much longer. And he wouldn't. He'd always say to his doctor, "Well, I'm stopping smoking today. This is my last cigarette." And he'd always tell me that too. And I'd say, "Okay, John. I hope you do. I pray that you do." But he just never would. He would just kept on smoking. But that was his choices, you know. It's consequences to every choice that we make, you know. Every decision we make, there's consequences. And so we have to be very, very careful.
It is, and, you know, consequences, good and bad. Positive and negative.
Yep.
And we are almost out of time. The half hour went by really fast.
Yep.
So thank you for joining me. And we have an exciting week coming up next week. And our president of the Hope Collection, Ron Clayton, will be back. Travel Tuesday.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Mary, for everything that you do. You're just, you're an amazing woman. I appreciate, we all appreciate all the things that you're doing.
Thank you
again. And like Country Boy says, we have to love each other. And you certainly do that in what you do for everybody. And thank you again. And God bless your family. And those your children are just great reflections of your example and life. And so thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mary. God bless you all. Have a great day.
You too.
All right.
Have
bye-bye.
A good day. Have a good week. We look forward to seeing you back here Monday morning, 8:30 a.m. Eastern time.
Okie doke.
Bye for now.
I may be working, if I'm working Monday, which I may be, I won't be able to come on, but I will try to come on Monday.
Okay.
All right. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.